Hi, everyone. Glad you're here. This is Mike J with Leadership University. And you will have received a link to be able to follow along with the material. In this particular case, it's called the Introduction Call for the Spring 2026 Sprint. I guess that's us now. Welcome to the Lead You R&D Team Works. Just a minute about a spring sprint. We're going to do several sprints this year. We'll have a spring sprint that'll last about 10, 11 weeks. We'll have a summer sprint, a fall sprint. I don't know if we will have a winter sprint, but those three sprints are planned. And what we're trying to do is through the R&D process in the sprint is to stay focused on a particular way in which to help you, help us, help you. Okay, I know you've heard that in a Tom Cruise movie before, but the idea is that the sprint itself is programmed, at least orchestrated by half, and then what we intend to do in this first one, which we may continue on, because over the past couple of years, I've wrote a book called Leading AI. And that book turned into much more of a technical tome. It was a book that was designed to have me articulate everything that we've codified up to this point in the way in which we are taking on and leading AI to help us do that. So that book's in the can, and you will have access to that if you at least get into, I think, level one with the membership. We'll talk a little bit about those later. I went 5 months and two shoulder surgeries with no cold. And this week, as we're starting the sprint, I got one. So you'll have to excuse me a little bit. The good thing about it is we're cranking up a AI HeyGen avatar, which we experimented with all of last year. And what that allows us to do is to ameliorate all of the things that go on with people in terms of colds and bad voices and stuff like that. So in this leading AI, it will be taught, I won't say taught, it'll be offered, because basically the first part of the 45-minute call will be scripted. In other words, to keep on track, to stay on track. You'll have some script, you'll have some slides, you'll have some things to follow along with. Much more extensive than what you're looking at right now. And then on Wednesdays, we'll switch over to Coaching AI. Now, Coaching AI is the book that I'm in the middle of right now for the masses. Trying to, it's so hard. Trying to craft a book that deals with how we have been working with AI in leadership and coaching, and at the same time giving us a chance to lay down some work that we will then begin to train into, so to speak. In other words, we have these sprints designed, and we're going to teach, for instance, we're going to teach the SDISX system, which is an acronym for Selective Dynamic Inquiry System Skills Experience. We're going to teach that as a focus program. In other words, just it. And then there's a couple of other things that we're going to look at teaching as well in terms of coaching. And then, of course, we're working along with this coaching process in and LLMs, which are large language models. as a way in which to establish and codify all the things that I've been doing in coaching for almost 40 years formally. 88. So let's see, it'll be 40 years in 28. Yeah, that's about a good time. So that process we call Aggie POS, which stands for our aware, generative guided inquiry personal operating system, which is a mic clone, so to speak, where I'm trying to take that 40 years of experience and help a large language model use it in a way that's probably developmental. That's entirely the goal. And then there's a third channel. Now, the reason I'm calling these a channel is that we have a process to where we're going to Zoom and Zoomery, and then we're going to use the HeyGen avatar system that we set up with 11 Labs to clone my look and my voice, and then feed it scripted information so that we can get a nice clean YouTube video out of it. And so that's the process for these three channels. We'll have three channels. We'll have one that's dedicated to the book Leading AI. We'll have one that's dedicated to the meta system, which is coaching AI, and one that's dedicated to my answering the queries that come out of all three of these channels, which I think will probably be well populated. I mean, I think people do have a lot of questions right now, and I have a lot of ideas about where things are going, and I can give you my opinion on those. These programs are gonna they meet for about 45 minutes, very short intro. You'll come in, the music will be playing. When the music's begins to slow down, our administrator will welcome you all. That will be the signal for you that we're starting and muting. Up until that time, you can talk amongst yourselves or whatever, whoever gets here first, that kind of thing. We'll tend to open the calls earlier as people are gathering, those kinds of things, so people have at least a touch point. I don't want to make these so formal, but I also don't want to waste your time. So these will meet for about 45 minutes. We'll have about anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes of scripted content, and that content is content that you can follow along directly with in the live call, so that you can, write your questions down, write your questions in the chat. We'll have someone picking up those questions, and then in the second 20 minutes, we'll go ahead and address those things that came up, or I will ad lib around the topic of the day to, give us the full call space. Sometimes those are very helpful because I have a tendency to be extemporaneous as it relates to things. And the way my mind tends to work is that if I hear myself say something, I then tend to be able to innovate around it to some extent. And also And also remember things. I'm convinced that things are moving so quickly and that we're trying to remember so things that our minds are like just dumping everything in our mental trash as fast as it possibly can. It's not that our memories are going, it's just that things are moving so quickly and so fast that you tend to just forget things that are not meaningful. And of course, that's probably a good thing, probably one of those mental health things that, are important. We've set the programs up to be taught or offered, let's say, on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. That's US Eastern time at 8 p.m. We may shift that 1 hour due to daylight savings time, but generally speaking, we'll try to meet at 8 for this spring sprint. Unless we do change it to 9, I haven't really heard back from Gary, and he was the one who was going to make the final call on that because his schedule is different than ours here. The programs will be recorded. This one is being recorded as we speak. They get transcribed, they get summarized, They will be available in video or audio if you want to drive or run or exercise or whatever and listen to them. You can listen to free calls this week as we introduce the sprints programs. In other words, this was a dry run call for us to make sure that we've got everybody on the same page. And I just decided to add some content to it because we, in order to get everybody on the same page, we got to go through the process. So I did add a little bit of content, some fun content that I thought would be fun to play with in just a few minutes. And then you can purchase access to the calls after the free week at our R&D members page. And you will get that. Let's see if it's linked here on the call page. I don't see it, but we'll have it linked on the call page for those of you who are not here, right in this area right here. You can purchase one or two, three programs, get involved at deeper and more innovative levels for revenue generation with these programs. Click here.
Yes, sir, but we can hear you.